Hello and welcome to Pixels in the Animation. This is episode 86, and we are back to talk more Sonic. We got five. Oh god, that's right, we're doing five at a time. I keep forgetting about that. I am, of course, TFG and Mike. Joining me is TV's Mr. Neil.
I'm waiting.
I didn't know Crocodile Dundee was going to show up in this.
Yeah.
So, yes, we are here. We are waiting for a good cartoon.
This is a knife.
That's not a knife. This is a knife. I can just imagine a Sonic Crocodile Dundee animated crossover at this point.
That would make about as much sense as this cartoon does.
That would make about as much sense as Crocodile Dundee 2, but okay then.
Dr. Robotnik, your supreme nastiness! Here's the recruit who volunteers to eliminate Sonic!
In a pig's eye, mate! I've been battling Dr. Big Buttnik. Yahoo! Ever since I was a wee nipper. And I've got no plans to stop now.
Excellent work, MacHopper. It's exactly that kind of talent which made me realize that you may be the one Mobian citizen talented enough to capture the Hedgehog.
Tails, get down from there.
What's the big deal, Sonic? It's only a little rain.
It's not the rain I was worried about, little buddy. We gotta speed, Chief. I just heard that our buddy MacHopper is a prisoner in Robotnik's lab.
So, getting right into it, we've got MacHopper, Robotnik attempts to brainwash MacHopper, a friend of Sonic's, into doing his dirty deeds, but an explosion causes his memory to become unstable. The Sonic Says segments were all about currents and riptides. Don't go swimming alone, folks. Seriously, don't. Yeah. This one, that's all I kept thinking was friggin' Crocodile Dundee. The whole episode. And his constant, the constant joke of him getting hit. Either he gets hit once, he loses his memory, he gets hit again, he remembers everything. Oh my god. How many times can they do that one joke in 22 minutes? Like, seriously?
I don't know. Nothing like an American voice actor doing an Australian accent.
I'm pretty sure Paul Hogan was still around at this time.
Oh yeah, he's still alive.
No, I'm saying at the time of this cartoon, I'm pretty sure they could have.
You mean in the pop culture? Yeah, he was still sort of relevant at this point. Hey, he was relevant enough that in the early 2000s they made Crocodile Dundee 3.
Oh god, that's right.
Which I've never seen because I was like, no.
I almost forgot about Crocodile Dundee 3 and oh god damn it.
It's like one of those three movies that you never asked for, like RoboCop 3.
Jaws 3. Let's see, what's another 3? Nightmare on Elm Street 3.
That's the Dream Warriors, dude. That one's rocking with Dokken.
Oh my god. Wow. Alrighty then. trying to think of what other.
I don't know, Alien 3.
Some people like that one, I think.
Yeah,
but
it's okay.
I don't know.
But anyway.
Anyway, what did you think of Mac Hopper?
I don't know. I don't know if it's. I don't know if the cartoon is getting worse or if I'm just fatiguing on it because I'm like, oh boy, I want to be doing something else. I mean, it wasn't bad. It was just kind of meh.
Yeah. I, like I said, the consistent joke of, you know, how many times the dude can lose his memory kind of got old, like after the fifth time.
I'll tell you what, it was funnier in Stripperella.
Yes, yes. That's very, very true. That poor stripper. All strippers' lives matter.
Yes.
That's bad. All right. Mac Hopper, I'll give it a 3. It's middle ground. It's not like we'll get to horrible. Yeah. But it's about middle ground. What about you?
I'll give Machopper a 3 as well.
All right. Somebody called Grimace or Birdie or something over here, please.
Yeah, it sounds like a McDonald's product placement.
Yep.
Like is this something on the menu, the copper? It's a kangaroo burger.
It's a kangaroo burger. Oh my god.
I think that's... McDonald's in Australia may actually make those. I'll have to ask Kitty Hawk.
Oh my god, that's hilarious. And now that you say that, I remember the joke I was originally going to make when I saw this title, Mac Hopper. It's mm-hmm. the Big Mac crossed with the Whopper. It's Burger King and McDonald's having a baby.
That's why it sounded like a burger.
Okay. Up next, Mama Robotnik returns. Oh no. Mama Robotnik visits her son after he fails. Once again, she disowns him and decides to adopt Sonic as her own son in order to capture him.
This is the weirdest premise.
This is by far the dumbest episode of this series.
No, is that dumb haha? So dumb it's funny or dumb?
No.
Goddammit, I want it to end.
Dumb, goddammit, I want it to end and I never want it to see the light of day again. This is an episode that belongs 10 feet under the Las Vegas desert sky or whatever the hell, wherever the hell the Atari thing was. Yeah, no. Oh my god. This episode actually makes me mad now that I think about it. So, I've talked about this before. I don't know if I've talked about it with you before, but I've talked about it before on podcasts. My mom found out New Year's Day 93 that the live-in boyfriend she had since 1984, almost 10 years, actually was married to somebody else and had stepchildren, basically had a whole second life. Ooh. This sent my, yeah, not good. This sent my mom into a nervous breakdown. It did not do anything well with her. She basically sent me to my uncle's to live for the foreseeable future at the time. And I was still going to school and all that stuff, whatever else. My uncles were like, look, your dad's got to do something. So they called my dad. My dad had moved down here to Kentucky from Massachusetts in 87, 88. So by 93... he had come back up and she had signed custody over to him and I moved down. That's how I got here to Kentucky. Well, 2 years with my dad and my now ex-stepmother didn't exactly go well. I will spare everybody the details. Needless to say, verbal abuse, physical abuse, that kind of stuff. Ended up a ward of the state. So this episode dealing with, you know, adoption and court system, it like kind of really hit home. I never had the whole adopted part of it down, but I've went through several foster homes, I went through several group homes, things like that, and this episode just pisses me off so much because they should have this is an episode that whoever the hell Francis Moss was the writer on this, but whoever the hell greenlit this needs to be boiled in their own oil, because this was just handled so poorly. Oh my god. Duh. So Mama Robotnik adopts Sonic after she disowns her own son. Apparently, because she disowned her own son, she's not allowed to actually adopt any other children. And I'm like, no, you know, you're always talking about how you dislike them putting in the social messages and things mm-hmm. like that. This is not only a social message, but this is a child welfare message. And I'm just like, no, stop. Just absolutely stop. And apparently, October 19th, 1993, these cartoon people predicted a world where Donald Trump is dressed in drag and makes up the laws.
Pretty much.
God. The only thing that got me a laugh out of this was stupidity insurance. We're covered. That's the only thing that got a laugh out of me for this episode. What did you think of this one?
Well, now I gotta throw all my jokes away. yeah, just kind of a stupid episode. It kind of reminds me of a WWE plot, how... you know how they have, like, rules and stipulations and...
Yeah, yeah.
You know, every now and then they'll have... You know what? No, it reminds me specifically of a WCW plot where Chris Jericho kept coming up with special rules that would enable him to keep the Cruiserweight Championship even after he lost it.
Right.
So at one point he even went to the Library of Congress for some reason, and he's like, yeah, I gotta find a way to get my rematch. And then like one day he's flipping through a book, he's like, aha, and then he's on the next pay-per-view. So it's like one of those looking for stipulations
mm-hmm.
type things. You know, you can't adopt a son if you gave one away. So it like instantly nullifies the adoption.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like the most random thing is like, I'll adopt Sonic. How?
Yeah. Well, they even try to explain that. Sonic, are you underage? Are you a child? Are you this? Or, you know, and then the judge asks him, are you an adult? And he's like, ew, no way. And that's how they kind of and it's not even funny. It's just not funny at all. Like, I thought this was going to be, like, some episode where she comes back and they try to team up together against Sonic and Tails and try to, you know, put their two half-wit brains together to make a whole brain, but sadly that's not what happened.
I kept expecting a momentary team-up between Robotnik and Sonic to take out his mother.
Yeah. That actually happens next week, I think. Yeah,
yeah.
It does. And surprisingly, that is also a Mama Robotnik episode at the end.
Well, at least she shaved for this episode.
Oh! Yeah. Yeah, she did. But it ended up back on her because they ripped it off of him and put it, which I have no idea how the hell that happens.
I love how it just stays on there.
I am.
Like mustaches work like Velcro in that universe.
Honestly, I have no clue how the hell they ripped her mustache off and or his mustache off and put it on her. And then that, like, oh, God. I gotta give this a straight zero.
I'll give it half a point. I'm not sure I can give it a zero because I still think there are cartoons worse.
I'm sure there are, but by worse, we mean like in the most funny, non sequitur kind of way, whereas this was more of, holy shit, they're trying to have something about the child, you know, welfare system and court. I don't know. Yeah. All right, up next, hopefully we can get some laughs with Spaceman Sonic. Robotnik sends Scratch and Grounder into space to pillage the asteroid belt with Sonic and Tails in pursuit. When the spaceship runs out of power, they're stranded at an abandoned space station pursued by a residing alien. Does this remind you of anything, Cup? Nope, I've never seen anything like this before. So, the alien at the space station is sick, which means that they put in a Sonic Says segment about common colds. So that's one way to tie the PSA into the episode and vice versa.
I guess.
I don't.
A random one.
Yeah, it was. It kind of was.
Don't sneeze on anybody.
Yeah. Let's see what else with this one. So Robotnik got rid of all his problems. Won't he be lonely?
Because that's all he has.
Yeah, that's all he has is problems. I mean, you know.
If he didn't have bad luck, he wouldn't have no luck at all.
That's true. I forgot. I mean, I know how old this show is, but when's the last time anybody talked about a long distance bill?
Very, very long time.
I mean, because, you know, with whatever phone company you're with, most of the long distance, with any of the cell phone companies, it's all, you know, nationwide included now or, you know, whatever. But, you know, I just had to laugh at that. What did you think of Spaceman Sonic?
It's all right. You know what the alien kind of reminded me of? The aliens from The Simpsons. Green instead of purple.
Kodos and Krang, yeah.
Yeah.
Or Kang and... Yeah, Kang and Kodos, that's what it is. Yeah, he kind of did. I don't think they've ever been strapped to the back of a rocket and had to sneeze for rocket power, though.
Yeah.
They'd probably like that, though. I don't know. So, yeah. Spaceman Sonic. So it takes Scratch and Grounder all of 10 minutes of a 22-minute cartoon to realize they don't need to breathe in space because they're robots.
I gotta admit, I love that they're that stupid.
I mean, I honestly thought they were just doing the helmet thing with them in the spacesuit just to make them look like astronauts. I didn't think they were actually going to... you know, make a comment on that. And then it reminds me of all of the various She-Ra episodes, which I think there are like three out of the 93 cartoons that series ran. Three of them, she ended up in space and she did sword to helmet to have a space helmet. That's not even the worst, dude. That's not even the worst thing she ever did.
There were 93 episodes of She-Ra?
Yeah.
Does that include the 5-part movie?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So what happened was, and I'm sure you know this, Mr. Animation Aficionado. The first 5 parts they did as, you know, as 5 parts, but then they said, "Oh, well, let's edit this down to make a movie out of it." So the movie version of the first 5 parts is a cut down version, and then there are the actual 5 parts that are in the series that show you everything that's not in the movie.
Okay,
there were 93 episodes of She-Ra. So sword to helmet when she's in space was bad, but the worst one they ever did, one of the worst ones they ever did, she ended up in space, she took the helmet off to turn the sword into a giant tennis racket. All right, back to Sonic, huh? Okay. What are you going to give Spaceman Sonic?
I guess I'll give it a 2.
Yeah, I'll give it a 3. It was middle ground. It kind of had a feel of some sort of weird Star Trek knockoff episode a little bit.
Right.
I don't know. You know, and it's a very standard plot. Oh, we're going to get launched out into space, but we're going to find a space station and, you know, I don't know. Moonbase 1, Moonbase 2, whatever. Unicron ate them. Alrighty then. Yeah, it's middle of the road for me, so I'll give it a 3. Let's see here. Up next, we've got Mad Mike the Bear Warrior.
Oh my god. The return of these two idiots.
Wait, they come back? I don't remember them from earlier.
I do. There was... Remember, they were the two guys who thought that
Stacey
Grounder was Sonic.
That's right. Okay, that's right. That's right. That's right. And, yeah, I'm sure you love this episode because Bears.
The Bears.
The Bears.
Yeah, because I love the Bears.
So that's all I can think of is the fridge over there.
I think it's wow, Walter that's reaching back.
I know, right? You know, the sad thing is I think that's the only Bears player I've ever known is him.
Mm. You need to listen to the Super Bowl shuffle. You'll know all of them.
Oh, God. So Robotnik starves a village of rabbits into building a statue of himself, an ice sculpture, actually, with help from Big Grizz and Mad Mike, Sonic and Updike. Who the hell is Updike? One of the villagers managed to infiltrate the statue. The Sonic Says segment was all about medicine. They could have combined Spaceman Sonic's PSA with this PSA and just had one for one episode instead of... God.
Mm.
So, yeah, what the hell kind of character name is Updike? That just...
there's a joke I can make, but I'm not going to touch it.
I know. Even though this is an explicit podcast, we do have our boundaries here, folks. talk about chasing Amy.
Oh.
All right, what did you think of Mad Mike the Bear Warrior?
Very bizarre. What does Robotnik need with an ice sculpture? He's already got a gold sculpture of himself outside his own headquarters. I don't know. It's these shows are getting stupider and stupider.
They are.
It's almost like they're doing this as fast as they can and running out of ideas.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. I got nothing.
I mean, I like Mad Mike. He's an alright character. The fact that they had Tails build in a dragon into the truck was a little weird. Yeah. I mean, I get why they did it, because obviously they said that the only thing that could stop the Black Knight is the dragon, but, like, building it into the, like... Oh,
He turned it into Truckosaurus.
Yeah, that's true. I would have rather have had Sean Connery's dragon from Dragonheart show up. Oh, wait, that wasn't out yet.
I am anyway. The last one.
I am the last. Wow, that's good. Oh, God. Yeah, this episode is so weird. I do love Robotnik's thing at the end. Get out of my face! Reminds me of Optimus Prime in the Transformers movie. Give me your face! Oh, God. What are you going to give Mad Mike the Bear Warrior?
I'll give it a 3. It's just kind of middle of the road for me.
Yeah, I'd give it a 2.5. It's middle of the road teetering on being bad. I mean, I like the fact that they're going to go save these people, but, you know, or these bunny rabbits, but the bunny rabbits kind of turn into cannibals almost the way they run after Robotnik. Damn. I, you know, I, guess, yeah, no, that Bugs Bunny joke wouldn't work. Anyway, it is time for the last resort, where Robotnik apparently is going to retire. Yeah, right. He surrenders to Sonic, apparently, and invites him to a resort in his gratitude. Unbeknownst to Sonic, though, the resort is just another trap created by Robotnik. The Sonic Says segment was all about walking alone and telling your parents where you are at all times and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Your traditional PSA stuff, I guess.
Right.
This one was okay. I would like to think Sonic is a little bit smarter than this, though.
Yeah, he kind of falls for it pretty quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. The one thing I did love in this one is they, all his robots have their phones in their chests or in their, like, I'm like, what, you really need a phone inside a robot? But what I loved about it was the robot that he actually built that did his job properly. He's like, well, you did your job properly. I don't need you anymore. And he, in the animation frame, they do the whole thing where one character in one frame cuts over to the other frame to push him out of the way. I love that gag. I don't know why. I've always loved that gag. This episode, it was an interesting idea at first, and the ending with the bungee was kind of cool, but overall, it really falls flat.
Right.
Anything else from you on this one? What did you...
No, I'm just kind of, like I said, I think I'm starting to fatigue on this show. just kind of like, mm-hmm, yep.
Yeah, it's not exactly. Yeah, these episodes lately are not. Yeah. So Last Resort, I'm gonna give it 2.5. What about you?
I'll give it a 2.
All right. That's all the episodes for today, folks. So we're gonna take a quick break, come back with final thoughts, and close the show after this.
Decian, the superhero webcomic. Decian's got superhero antics and sexy girls. For action, comedy, mayhem, and more, read it now at Decian.com. DASIEN.com.
We are back, and it is episode 86 of Pixels in the Animation. That's going to do it for us today. These episodes have got to get better, folks. They really do. Today's episodes were, by the end of it, I think we were both pretty much blasé on on that last episode.
We're just kind of coasting to the finish line here. Only a few more episodes to go.
Yeah. And in a couple of weeks, you know, when you see this baby hit 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious shit. All right. You can find us on geekcastradio.com. You can comment on this and all of our other episode posts. You can find us on iTunes. Please leave us an iTunes review. We love it when that happens, whether you're positive or negative. It's actually funny. This is going to be out a little late, so I'm sorry, Eric Hutch. 08, but May 10th, 2017, we got a new review on iTunes. Great podcast, bad cartoons, 5-star review.
You are correct, sir.
These are some brave men watching some truly bad cartoons. They do it so you don't have to, but if you do, it's more fun to listen to.
It's a service.
Yeah. Yes. We're doing a major service for all you people, because it would be a disservice if we weren't doing this.
Yeah.
But thank you so much, Eric, for leaving the review of the podcast. You can leave us iTunes reviews, as always. Just head on over there to iTunes. Look for Pixels in the Animation. We're around. On Twitter, I am at TFG and Mike. You can follow at Geekcast Radio for all your network updates. What is your Twitter?
Peelin Bailey.
Don't become pause. A fan of Now I need to insert Kevin's pause. Oh God. Ah. Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/geekcastradionetwork. You can also check out TV's Mr. Neil over there. And check out all of his stuff at decian.com as well. For now, I am TFTU and Mike with
TV's Mr. Neil.
Thank you for helping us find the pixels in the animation, and we will catch you next time. What, no PSA?
Get out of my face!
Everyone got the joke.